Okay, good morning, Mrs. Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that any sister that's listening today just really has a lot of clarity at the just of what your Holy Spirit is like and what he expects and how she needs to obey him to be safe. I ask all these prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because he's the one that's going to be protecting you. You cannot foresee what's coming with your own carnal eyes, but he does know, and you need to obey him every day, and he will prepare you for the wrath that's coming upon the United States so that you're nice and tucked away and hidden in him, okay? But talking about how once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy, okay? And talking about the two witnesses starting here in the book of Revelation. I want to make something really clear, because a lot of false doctrines out there, and I really am praying that any sister that's listening will just turn to her scriptures and ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit and really humble herself and just hear what I'm saying. Because, you know, when I say things like this to people with the state of the United States, they just say, well, no, it's grace and everything's going to be okay. And I don't need to do this. I don't need to fear the Lord. You know, it's just not true. There's warning and warning and warning in the New Testament. Okay. Jesus Christ himself says, fear him. Okay. Speaking about the Father who is able to cast into hell. You need to fear the Lord. Okay. And then again, in the book of Acts, it says they walked in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You need to fear the Lord, and you need to, just have a mind to obey him, because I talked about this in the last podcast, that when times of judgment comes and wrath comes, okay, you need to be tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay, just like Exodus, okay, with the Passover. If those Jews, when Moses was coming through and putting that blood over the doorpost, okay, for the death of the firstborn and the plague of Egypt, if the Jews were just like, I know, it's fine, I'm going to be okay, let me just run outside. And no, they would not have been okay. You need to fear and obey the Lord and get inside of that house and be covered in that blood. It's the same basic concept. These things are foreshadowing. The Old Testament is a schoolmaster, so the Bible says. That's what the Apostle Paul says. The Old Testament is a schoolmaster, okay? Same basic principle. You need to be tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay? Your life is dead and buried. Again, that's Colossians. You are dead and buried. And that's what the, he says, if we're dead and buried, and Christ will be raised with him. Okay. It's the same basic concept. Okay. So talking about the two witnesses now, these are a really good example. Okay. Of basically the temperament of the Holy Spirit towards the world as Christ approaches. Okay. It says here, this is Revelation chapter 11, starting at verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are two olive trees, the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. So I just want to call attention to what they're doing. There's plagues, okay? You see these two witnesses. Christ is coming back. He's not healing when he's coming back. He's not doing miracles like he did. You got to understand, there is a change coming. Okay, there is a change coming, okay, and it's not like God is different. He doesn't change. The book of Malachi, okay, he doesn't change, okay, but he's being revealed. There's a difference there, okay, and that's exactly what it says in the book of Revelation, like I just read, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. You're going to see the fullness of him, so you're going to see an aspect of him that you haven't seen before. Okay, and you need to be prepared for that, because when the Holy Spirit is talking to you and guiding you and trying to protect you, okay, and you hear things, they will match the Bible, okay, and they will just be a revelation of him, but they will not match what the world is saying, okay, because the world is going to be prepared to go after the Antichrist, where there's no judgment and he's the man of lawlessness. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just really humbles herself and asks to be filled with the Holy Spirit so she can understand these things and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, she reads it again. Ask all these prayers, you've always sent Jesus' name. Amen.